The report shows more than 130 languages are spoken across the islands. The top three include Ilocano, Tagalog, and Japanese.
This is truly a place where people from many, many different backgrounds live together.
Dina Yoshimi is a UH Manoa Associate Professor of East Asian Languages. She's also the program manager for the Hawaii Language Roadmap Initiative. They work toward creating economic opportunities for a multilingual workforce.
One of the things that we've been seeing, interestingly, is an increasing need for Ilocano and Tagalog speakers, particularly in the health industry, but also in finance and banking and the kinds of everyday things.
The report shows the number of non-native speakers vary significantly by county. The highest proportion is in Honolulu, where 28% speak a language other than English. The report also revealed economic setbacks for residents with low English proficiency. They often earn less money and are more concentrated in food service and cleaning or maintenance jobs. Yoshimi says we could be doing better to provide a wider net of opportunity.
We know we have this multilingual, multicultural society, and I think this report needs to help us see that we are not finished yet. We haven't fully brought everybody in. Some people are not making it, and we're also not fully respecting what is there, and we want to maybe help that to thrive as well.
The full report on Hawaii's non-English speaking population can be found on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Molly Solomon for HPR News.